Welcome to the super cool Julian Secret Show. My name is Alexander Andrews, and I'm your host, Julian.
Hi, this is Julian Schriebeck. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is my very first show, King's Hour. I would like to introduce my guests, or I guess my other host Alexander Andrews. You. And my good friend, Hannah George. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, guys. You know, we're doing good.
We're doing well. And you can talk into the other mic.
We're doing well.
This is my mic.
I'm nervous. The other one doesn't work.
Oh, you're nervous. I'm pretty nervous.
Julie, is this the first time you've been live on air?
Yes, in my entire life.
Oh, never even made YouTube videos or
TikToks? Never made YouTube videos. I used to make, those videos at home on my computer of, movie booth or photo booth or whatever.
Oh, and you could change the background?
Yeah, you could change the background, but no, that was never... It's never aired anywhere.
Well, maybe you can release them, kind of.
I could. They're on my mom's computer. And,
ooh.
You know, it's me as 8 years old. I remember very vividly, actually. There's one video of me just dancing, and in the background there's a bunch of fish. I'm yelling, "I'm going to get you, fishies." It's very.
I know those video. Fish.
You know them.
Yes,
yeah.
I know the fish.
I think one's name is Dory or something like that.
Do they actually have names, or are you guys just being young millennials and I don't understand the joke?
No, they have no names.
Okay. You just gave them names.
No, I know the fish.
Julian, if you look to your right.
Yeah.
See those dots that light up when I'm talking?
Yeah.
So that is the output volume. So you want to keep people's voices should hit that 3 maybe 2. And then your music should also kind of stay around this level, I guess. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That way, it's not jumping all around.
Thank you.
No problem.
You're a veteran.
I am a veteran.
Yeah, so we had some technical difficulties at first, I would say.
Because, a
little bit. It's my first show.
Oh, this is awkward.
Mind the phone call.
Oh,
But this show basically will go through different decades of music, 60s all the way to, I guess, present time.
And the future.
Why not the future?
And the well, if you want to hear some future, you can. Although it might have some explicit language in it. But
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Without further ado, let's put on our first song.
Ooh, what's
How do
be?
I do that?
Okay, so quick play on the music. And then
help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. I
All right, that was Help by the Beatles, and then it was followed up by American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Wow. You been breaking any hearts recently, Julian?
No. Maybe mine, but nothing else.
Oh, wow.
Julian.
You know.
Breaking your own heart?
Yeah, you know, with studying and everything.
Much. It's a little rough.
Yeah. Julie Smith.
Yeah, it was a difficult test. It was a bit more difficult than I had expected.
Difficult, yeah, I would say.
Tell me about this Julie Smith.
Yes, my economics professor.
Ooh, Julian.
No.
Apparently she has 5 kids. Julie Smith, if you're listening, shout out.
Great professor, by the way.
Just hard tests?
Just a little more difficult than the practice test.
It was pretty more in depth than I thought it was going to be.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's always very
But annoying. No, the SI, Brian, was great.
Oh, yeah, Brian is
really great. Helped me prepare. Like, I love going to his sessions.
I've gone to, like, 1 SI session in my life.
Really?
That's good.
I don't know. I'm better with the solo or the... I don't know. I just don't like SI sessions.
Mm-hmm. Do you know which one you went to?
No, this is a long time ago, Julian.
Really long time
ago. Well, because the CS courses, like, none of them have SI sessions.
That's true.
So it would have been for, like, Calc 1 or 2, which I took freshman year.
Mm-hmm. And then for CS, a lot of the stuff is on YouTube also.
Yeah, yeah. Or Stack Overflow. That's really what you have to do. Stack Overflow, everything. Yeah. What about you? You like the SI sessions?
Well,
I've seen you at a few.
I went to a few. Let's see. I went to SI in my... In my micro class.
How are those dots looking?
And in my macro class right now, I'd say this SI is better than the last SI, but they're just okay. I feel like I would have to like bring myself. I'm like, oh, I have to go to SI. Like, I don't know. But it's always okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, for me, I took 5 classes last semester. Retired mechanical engineer. You know, 19 years old. Yeah, wow. Retired. But... No, it's like, I don't know, SI, like, I managed to fit in my schedule a bit more easily because it's taking only 4 classes, so.
Only
yeah.
4.
Yeah, only 4.
5, I took 5 sophomore year, I guess. I guess junior year. No, it's just sophomore. I hated it. Yeah. Stunk. Yeah. Gotta keep your words friendly or the FCC is going to come after you.
What's weird is that like some engineers will take 6 classes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's considered an overload of classes.
Like 5 is okay. Normal,
but then 6 is the overload. Like that's weird. Like that's intense.
That's pretty good. Like 6 classes of like common course requirement type of classes or like engineering classes.
I guess it would be, you know, maybe 3 engineering classes and maybe 3 common course.
Yeah, or whatever you like minor in or second major. I knew a kid who was. ECE major, maybe a math minor and a theater minor.
You can double minor?
Yeah, I don't know. You took like 6 classes every semester.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I know you can double minor in German. I know that. I was talking to somebody actually yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He's going to double minor in German.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
What would you do with a German minor? You
could speak German.
Speak German? Go to
work in Germany. You could work there.
Maybe.
International relations kind of thing.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So yeah, you know, what do you guys think of the first 2 songs? We went to the from the 60s to the 70s.
Oh, wow, an entire decade.
Yeah.
Was it actually like a solid 10 years or was it like, you know, late?
Super 5, technical? 6 minutes.
Late.
Oh, was it like, you know,
it was about
1962?
I think it was like 10 or 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Between when those songs were released.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah. What did I think? American Girl, I've definitely heard that one before. A classic Guitar Hero song.
Yes.
I like to play that one.
Classic Tom Petty song.
Classic Tom Petty.
I like to play it on normal guitar, too.
Really? Julian can play the guitar.
I do. I used to, and then now I just do it as a hobby.
That's cool.
Tell us, are you any good?
No. I just enjoy doing it.
Okay.
It's
my ear. It's good. It, you know, it's kind of like when you're drawing something and you're like up close and it...
And you think you're doing a really good job.
You think you're doing a really good job and then you look at it from a distance and it's not that great.
I get that feeling. I get that feeling every day of my life.
Oh, this is getting a little deep. Maybe Julian can join our band.
Julian, you want to join our band?
Do you have a band?
Well, it's a theoretical
Sorry.
One. Band.
Hello? Where is my mic coming?
Hello? Oh, I'm on this one?
This is what Hannah's on. Sorry, Hannah. I've been messing with your audio, but it's not even you.
That's okay.
Maybe we share a mic.
That would be interesting. Because they are both blue.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought this was white.
I thought this was white.
Here, let me...
Oh, no, that's yellow. Is that yellow?
Say some words, Hannah.
Hello.
Keep saying words. This is your mic.
To WJRH, 104.9 FM.
That should go over here.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway.
It's all good. Let's hop on to the 80s.
Oh,
with some Billy Joel.
Oh, right?
I like Billy Joel. He's from New Jersey.
Living in her life.
time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and you still act like you're in freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should have my age. That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead to fall in line, why would you wish down on me? I never wanna act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Right, that was the 80s and 90s. Uptown Girl by Billy Joel, and What's My Name Again by Blink 182.
Wow.
Big difference in music right there.
Yeah. Time really flies. We just went from the 70s to the 90s in like 10 minutes.
We went from the 60s to the 90s.
The 60s? Oh my God.
Minutes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Time, man.
You were born in the 90s.
I was born in the 90s. I am a 90s kid. Are you 2000?
That's, yeah.
I'm a 2000 kid.
Yeah.
Not 2000s. 2000.
Golden Dragon.
Yes. You're the dragon.
Yeah.
I'm you're the rat.
Is that 97 or 98?
96.
90s. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Time does fly. Let me tell you, kiddos. Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been up to since you graduated?
I've been sitting in my mom's basement. I get up at like 10 o'clock each day. I make myself some eggs sometimes, and sometimes I'm too lazy. And then I write some code. I waste a lot of time on Netflix. And then I Snapchat Hannah. And then I Snapchat
That's
Greg.
Me.
Oh.
But Greg never says anything. It's just a picture of him.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Greg
impression.
Greg.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, Julie, you want to be on my daily Snapchat?
I would love to.
Oh my God.
I'd love to.
I think, wow, that's pretty big. There's only like three people in the.
Yeah, I only Snapchat three people, Greg, Hannah, and my friend Mikey from back home.
Wow. I would love to. You know, Greg and I actually go way back to freshman year of high school.
I heard about that.
Oh, New York kids, right?
New York kids, yeah.
NYC.
Yeah, NYC, the Bronx. You would not expect it looking at me, but yes. I am from New York.
Play the New York Yankees jersey on.
Yeah, today I am Derek Jeter wearing the 2009 championship shirt.
Were you there?
No, it was not. My grandparents were.
That's pretty cool.
They actually
cool.
bought me the shirt. It was just way too big. I was 8 years old.
You grew into it, though.
I grew into it
That's really funny. That's really funny.
Just this last year.
Well, like last year. Freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, freshman 15 puts a toll on you. Start to
so there was it. Something good that came out of the French 15.
Yeah. And the food.
And the food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
it's never good.
Yeah.
No, but like I think it like it was like I was so excited about it.
Yeah, it was a byproduct of Marquee Wing Day.
Oh.
Yeah, and the mac and cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was exclusive. Wow, the Wing Day really does it.
It does. Well, with the amount that I ate, yes.
Are you really into wings?
I'm just really into food, honestly.
Oh, I love food.
Like, one of my favorite hobbies is just going on YouTube and watching, like, competitive eating or just food challenges.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wait, so you like... So I like to watch, like, the making food, but you like the eating food.
I like both. I actually enjoy cooking as well.
Really?
Yeah, I like watching people make food. Like, shout out Binging with the Babish. Great YouTube channel. Check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll look at it.
Yeah.
Check it out. They make...
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. I'm excited now. I love watching, like, tasty videos on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see, like, the hands making the food. Oh, I love that. And I'm like, oh, what are they going to make? What are they going to make?
Do you think one day you'll become a competitive food eater?
Oh.
You know, I've actually thought about it because...
Really?
We, my fraternity, we did, like, a wing eating contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I, unfortunately... Like, the day before, I came down with strep throat, so I couldn't eat any food. And I was cheering my brothers on, you know, as they were trying to eat as many wings as they could. All I was thinking was, I can do better.
Oh, no.
So next year, you know, next year I'll try to...
And you could practice.
I can practice. Marquee Wing Day.
Do you have, like a record?
I don't. One time when I offered my 12th birthday, I did eat 60 pieces of sushi, though.
That's a lot of sushi.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is this like an all
what type of sushi? Like, just like California roll?
It was like,
you know, I'm thinking like, it was wow. Like,
you know, the fish over the rice.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like, you know, filling wise. Like, I think I could eat like maybe 12.
Really? I was 12 years old.
So maybe you could do like 120 now, like, you know, almost double.
Well, maybe. Who knows? Like, it depends how fast I go.
Were you like hitting puberty at 12, you know, bulking up to grow 3 inches?
Maybe like 2 inches.
I'm still really shocked. 60 pieces.
Julian's not that short.
I'm like a little below average for a male, maybe.
That's okay. You make it up with it with attitude and muscle mass.
There we go.
Julian has massive quads and calves.
Yeah. Speaking of quads and calves, how about Fallout Boy? We're in the 2000s now. So,
wow.
Yeah, this is a pretty 2000s song, I'd say.
Yeah.
So let's hear Sugar, We're Going Down by Fallout Boy.
Thank you.
unaware. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slow. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. When I'm falling asleep, leave my door open just a crack.
Please take me away from here,
'cause I feel like such an insomniac.
That was Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy and Fireflies by Owl City, both from 2000s. You know,
wow.
Two for one.
Yeah, I figured like the late 2000s was shaped by like Kesha and Katy Perry and that song, you know? Like I figured like there's no way that they fall in the same category as like the punk rock with like Avril Lavigne and Fall Out Boy and things like that. So I decided to break it up into two.
I think that's a good point. I like it.
Yeah.
When that Firefly song came out, I hated it because it was when I was in like middle school. But now I'm like,
you like it? When did it come out? Do we know?
2009. That was a great year.
Were we in fourth grade?
You were in third or fourth grade.
Fourth grade was a good year. I had a really good teacher, and I made all my friends.
Nice. Yeah.
And we didn't have to worry about college.
So I'd be in seventh grade. Somewhere around there. I feel like it came out when I was in like sixth grade.
Oh my goodness.
I don't remember that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. I feel like I didn't really listen to music until like high school.
Yeah, I just listened to whatever was on the radio. Like, I wasn't sitting in the front seat. I couldn't control.
Yeah, like I think my parents would, like I don't even remember. It was just whatever my parents put on the radio. Maybe we didn't listen to the radio. I think we'd listen to CDs.
Yeah,
my mom had like CDs that she'd put in the car
before you had Bluetooth and Spotify.
Yeah, I had one CD. It was American Idiot by Green Day.
that's a classic. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then my dad left it in his car. Or, like we rent our cars when he gave the car.
Oh back. No!
We're still in the car.
I've never owned a CD.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like there's CDs in my house that I've burned my own CDs, but I've never went out.
Yeah, I guess I've never bought my own CD either.
A CD album.
It's pretty interesting.
I've downloaded things from iTunes, but that's not a CD.
No.
Unless you burned them to a CD.
I didn't burn them to a CD.
When was the last time you said you downloaded a song from iTunes?
From iTunes?
Like individually buying it?
Yeah.
Like maybe like freshman year. I feel like there was this point when I got like my iPod Touch in middle school that I got all these like iTunes gift cards, and then they kind of started piling up, and I'm like, okay, I should get some music.
At my bar mitzvah, we the gift card, like the gift, the goodie was iTunes cards.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't feel like giving out a shirt.
Man, shirts are cool though.
But there was always a thing where like you feel bad, like I don't know if this is your, one of my friends didn't get out of a shirt because she's like like it makes everyone else feel bad if they don't get a shirt. I don't know.
For people that don't get invited, then you wear it to school.
Yeah, everyone wears it to school the next day.
There's this kid Pat, and like apparently, like he didn't really have any friends, but apparently if you asked him, you would get invited to his bar mitzvah, and they gave out like cool shirts.
You didn't ask him though.
I didn't ask him. Maybe I should have. I should be like, yo.
Maybe ask him for a shirt now.
Oh, maybe he still has it.
It's eight years later.
Hey. You want to give me that shirt? Fits.
Wow. So. Eliana said she still has shirts from her bar mitzvah.
Oh, does she have any larges?
I'll ask. Okay.
So, Hannah.
Yes.
Did you ever buy Unicorns Die When You Leave?
out of the just pulled that song out of nowhere. No, I did not. I kind of stopped using iTunes after I found Spotify. Mm-hmm. And I have not looked back. No, I think this song is, I don't know where I found it, but the artist Kishibashi Kishibashi. Like, very, he kind of, like, plays, like, he incorporates, like, strings into his music, which I think is pretty cool. This one is really, I think it's really happy, actually, even though it's called Unicorns Die When You Leave, which is, like, kind of sad, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I put it in my happy playlist, so I thought that, like, you know, it was a good thing to play.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. Is St. Patrick's Day soon?
I think it's March 17th.
Sometime soon. Okay. Yeah. But,
so it's in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. This is Hannah's song. Let's listen to it. It's Unicorns
a little, Die Wow. Don't. I think it's pretty good. Tishibashi. It's a little weird, but it's good.
Cherry fruit roll up in the evergreens, a reminiscent if they take the scene. I came from the valley of fake dates and lovers, and I'm never going back again. And I woke up fresh with a honeydew, I'm making through the city view. But when the rain comes, I'm picking a pack up my money and I throw it down the bullet view. But when you feather your knees and you aim and you please, you look up right now. Cause everything is looking up. And it's my time, you're looking to be breaking and making the news. Cause it's your fight, and nothing falls far quicker than your body in the liquor booth. And if you're following all the rules, it ain't nothing cool to lose. I'm being silly green, like a canopy. A thousand days of thunder cracking in my jeans. I ran to the back of the fat tub, but they can just face on my crib case, and I've got
reflection is bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare.
Yeah.
All right, we had three songs right there. We had wow. Unicorns Die When You Leave by Kishibashi. Thank you very much, Hannah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Then that was a
I hope you guys enjoyed.
Song. I did enjoy it.
Okay, cool.
Then you heard Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Classic.
2010.
Great know. Song.
And then...
that song was big when it came out.
That was. That was the first time it... That was... I never knew who Adele was.
Really?
And then, yeah, I remember the first time I heard it, I was in the car with my parents. They said, Julian, what do you think this woman looks like? I'm like, I have no idea. I thought she had dreadlocks. I couldn't picture her.
Uh-huh. Actually, I kind of feel like I had the same conversation when I first heard it. I was with my aunt. I feel like I was in her apartment. She was like, this is Adele. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought she looked like Whoopi Goldberg. I don't know.
Whoopi Goldberg's still alive?
Yeah.
I feel like I saw Whoopi Goldberg on like Sesame Street when I was really little, and I was like, she's so cool. And every time I see her, I'm like, she's so cool. But I'm like, why is she so cool?
Was Adele real big in England before Rolling in the Deep came out here?
You know, you're not talking.
Good question.
Because I feel like, I don't know. People are like, oh, it's Adele, but like, it's like, oh, she had that one album that I know that was really famous, but nothing else that I've ever heard of.
She came out with the Hello.
Okay. Oh, that, yeah.
But that was like 5 years after that.
That was pretty big.
Yeah.
I heard on the radio that she like got a divorce or something recently, and it was like, so, I don't know, I was like so sad. I feel That's like her songs are going to be so sad now.
Will make for a great album.
Yeah, which is like...
You know it's coming.
I guess something okay came out of it.
You got that breakup pain.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, and then the last song that we heard was No Shame by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Wow.
For 2020s.
Wait, I thought we were listening to Harry Styles.
No,
we're just talking about him.
We're just talking about him while the song is playing.
Oh.
Harry Styles, what a man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, 5 Seconds of Summer once opened for One Direction while they were on tour.
Really?
Yeah, like many years ago. Like, 7-8 years ago.
Before 5 Seconds of Summer was like a big thing.
I think so.
Hmm.
Big Time Rush also had... Actually, Big Time Rush had One Direction open for them.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That is kind of funny.
That is.
I feel like the only five... I only know one... I probably heard a lot of 5 Seconds of Summer songs just like out and about. But the only one I know is... I don't know what it is.
Is it She's So Perfect?
She looks so perfect. Yeah. Okay, yeah, there's that one. No, there's another one that's like really good. They play in Upper sometimes. They usually play in Upper a lot.
Who Do You Love?
No, it's like, I don't know. Do some talking, I'll figure it out.
Do some talking?
Julian, have you ever seen it live? Have you seen One Direction live?
No, I've only seen one performer live. It was Gloria Gaynor. She's saying, I will survive at my public park. It was a free concert.
Wait, Gloria, is she the person who sings like, I will survive?
Yeah, it was her.
Wait, that's actually really cool.
It was, yeah.
She came to Julian's public park.
Yeah, I remember it was a hot summer night.
Oh.
Was it part of like the free concert series they do in New York City?
No, it was not that.
Wait, so it was in Van Cortlandt or it's small, like a
small, tiny park. It was called Seton Park. Like, it has a baseball field, soccer field,
Seton
but it's not nearly as large as Van Cortlandt Park.
Wow, that's kind of cool. Okay, the figure out. I think the song is Young Blood.
Young Blood.
Young Blood.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. They came out like good songs the past like. 2 years. The past 2 albums, I've really enjoyed listening to their music, which is how I found No Shame.
It was a chill song.
Yeah. So I know we had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but it is 7 o'clock-ish. That was my very first show. You know, I couldn't sign in.
Woo!
I used Hannah's account for Teal.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys.
You know, hopefully by next week, we will get this sorted out, and it will be on Julian's super secret solo show, King's Hour, you know, King Julian. Do I have to say that again?
If you want to.
All right, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed listening, if you did.
Send Julian an email on Twitter at POTUS.
Yeah, yes. POTUS. Oh, boy. All right. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was pretty cool.
Thank you for having us, Julian.
Turn the mics off.